But Mark, it's you. Go.
Okay. Good morning. Mayor, I want to make sure, are you still on the planning board of Atlantic City?
The mayor is always on the planning board. You know that, Mark.
Okay. Well, it's a yes or no question, sir. That's an important position for planning board members because it directly affects the residents and the businesses. Wouldn't you agree with that?
Yes, I would.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, in your experience, on occasion, should a voting planning board member recuse himself or abstain from voting on a particular application if the board member has some type of connection to the application? Does that ever happen, sir?
Yes, it does, and that is correct.
Okay. Mr. Mayor, is there any reason why you didn't abstain from a recent vote concerning Flagship Resorts, a substantial contributor to your campaign who donated not hundreds, not thousands, but tens of thousands to your campaign? Now, you'll probably say to me that it's not a conflict of interest, but wouldn't you agree it gives the appearance of a vote that's fundamentally just wrong? The Flagship benefits from your planning board vote, and you benefit from the very large contributions. How do you see that, Mayor?
So, Mark, I'm so glad you brought that up because it just shows how self-centered you are. You have two parking spaces and two cars that can fit in your garage. Unfortunately, the neighbors that you have, Mark, do not have that same advantage. And so, as the Flagship that you hate for some reason, simply because they support Republicans and support the Republican mayors, because you have been thrown out as chairman and are bitter toward Republicans, you know that we had a planning board meeting. We asked the Flagship if they could help since they have so many more people coming to the property. They have more than 1,000 people that come to the town every night. They pay $1.8 million in taxes. They have 400 employees just here in Atlantic City. And what they were trying to do is help your neighbors remove guests that come to the Flagship park in residential parking areas. And so they came to the planning board to have a temporary parking lot established to take 60 cars off the street so that neighbors could park in front of their properties. They met the minimum standards, which is simply graveling the lot. However, many residents came and said, we don't like the idea of the light shining into our homes. We'd like to have a 6-foot white vinyl fence, which they installed. They said they wanted to have 4-foot fencing. They wanted
the
landscaping. So all of this is not a conflict, Mark. You sure did. And then you lied and said that they tried to bribe you by giving you a steak dinner, Mark. And then they showed us the email where you and did ordered a steak and told them how you wanted it prepared. So it was all about you, Mark, and your little nasty bit because you're upset with the Republican Party. I understand you're upset because Sharon Zappia fired you, his campaign manager, and Jesse fired him.
You lost
all three jobs. There's no conflict.
You're so good at twisting things around.
There's no twisting, Mark. There's just you carrying on. I think you need to go for some anger management rather than your cartoon therapy, Mark. I'm not done because I answered your question. There's no belittling of you. The serious question is there's no conflict. We need to do what's best for people in Atlantic City, and you're just being self-centered. I answered your question,
Mr.
Mark.
Mayor?
Yes,
no, you didn't answer my question.
I did.
Let
no conflict.
Mayor.
No
okay.
conflict, Mark. Just you being nasty and bitter and for some reason not liking the Flagship. Answered your question, Mark. A couple of other
Mr.
people want to talk. Mark,
chairman,
I know you just want to.
The chairman of the planning board recused himself
absolutely
from that meeting because of his conflict.
Of course, he works for Flagship.
Why you didn't follow his lead and do the very same thing when you accepted tens of thousands of dollars in donations from the Flagship?
Because there's no conflict. You're trying to create a conflict.
Talk about
Mark. You're trying to create a conflict. There is no conflict there. No conflict, Mark. Other than you need to get a life because I know you're spending all your time just calling in radio shows. You could be a lot happier in life rather than being so bitter.
November 7th, you'll need to get a life.
No,
you can go.
November November 7th, I want to thank you because all of your lies and dishonest information is allowing people to realize that you have nothing but bitterness in your heart and you want to take me out for being mayor, but I am the best mayor. And you're a bigot, Mark. That's why you have a 4-foot by 8-foot sign in your yard with myself and my partner, John Schultz and Gary Hill, because you want to tell people that I'm gay. I tell people I'm gay. Bigot, you don't have to do that. Take down your sign. The sign is in your yard. It shows you. Are you gay, Mark? Are you gay, Mark?
You're going off the charts, Mr. Mayor.
Do you hate gay people, Mark? Just answer the questions, Mark. I've answered your question. I'm not losing anything. No conflict, Mark. Just ask me a direct question. Mark, you would certainly know about losing sanity, I think, in this case. You don't offend me, Mark.
You that bad that you would say such things?
You're just a bitter little man with your little cartoons, lying about my father-in-law, attacking a poor little girl that's autistic, trying to say that your $5,200 tax bill now against your $6,100 tax bill is a 90% increase when it's really a $900 decrease, Mark.
Mr. Mayor.
You're always entertainment, Mark. And so not entertaining enough to be the chairman of the Republican Party, though.
That's because I resigned, Mr. Mayor.
You didn't resign. You resigned after they threw you out. You can't resign after.
Who's the chairman of the Republican National Committee? Who's the current chairman of the Republican National Committee?
Mark, why don't you ask me whether or not you have 7 questions for me. Are you a bigot? Do you hate gay people? Why would you put John Schultz and Gary Hill on the poster? Why are you ruining your neighborhood with a 4-foot by 8-foot banner?
Can I answer that question?
You can answer anything you want. You got an open mic here.
All right. As soon as you answer for me, who is the current chairman of the Republican National
I got 9
Committee?
Questions for you. You don't answer any of my questions.
You don't know, Mr. Mayor. You're no Republican.
I am the best Republican,
answer
cutting
question,
taxes,
sir.
Reducing the size of government, and caring
Committee?
About people in Atlantic City.
Question,
I need to worry about what's going on in Atlantic City. Just keep on ranting and raving, Mark, but maybe you need to go on the next radio show. I'm sure someone starting at 10 o'clock that you can join them.